Hello, and welcome to episode 4 of Brand My Life. Today we'll be discussing networking, how to make your relationships work for you. This morning I happened to see a Verizon commercial. You know the commercials, where Verizon subscribers have a group of people that are always with them to ensure that they have good service. And the commercials always emphasize the importance of having a good network. And although I'm a faithful AT&T customer, I'll have to admit that my friends who are Verizon customers always have good service. Their phone always works, no matter where we are. It could be an elevator. You could be on top of a mountain. Their service always works. Their relationship with Verizon enables them to always have good reception in return. That brings me to my next thought. My classmate posted a blurb about Adidas on Facebook that mentions the idea of getting a return on your relationship. I love that concept. Because that's networking, building a relationship that can be cashed in at a later date. Many of us are unaware that we already have a good network of people that can assist us in getting where we're trying to go. Whether it is getting your first job out of college, changing careers, starting a new business, or just looking to expand your network. So today, I'm going to share with you a few tips regarding networking with strangers. In episode 1, I mentioned that my coworker makes a list of people to meet. This may sound creepy, but it's almost equivalent to goal setting. The February edition of Essence magazine had an article entitled Millionaire Mindset. It stated that networking is a way of conducting business and a way of life. It's what you know about who you know, as well as what you know. So writing a list of people to meet may sound creepy, but according to this article, it is important to know something about the people that you know. Just don't ever mention that you had them on a list. Something that I did when I was job searching, I wrote down a list of all the people I knew. Maybe not all the people I knew, but a long list of people that I'm acquainted with. And then I wrote down who they are acquainted with, what they do for a living, what their parents do for a living, and what some of their friends that I may not be very close to, what they do for a living, or people that their friends may know, or their friends' parents. And that was a way of me trying to reach out to network with people in order to get a job, because, you know, they say it's only 6 degrees of separation, but it's really only 1 degree of separation. Somebody that you know, somebody that you meet knows someone that you need to know, or vice versa. Tip number 2, research networking events. And once you figure out which networking event that you're going to attend, arrive early. Always arrive early. If you're invited to a network event, it's better to get there early. Everyone hasn't gotten a chance to settle into their prospective groups yet, so it's easier to connect with people. It's easier to start a conversation with people if you've gotten there early. If you arrive late and you're kind of searching for a place to be, you may leave there without connecting with anybody. That just defeats the purpose of going. Tip number 3, always carry business cards. If you don't want to use the business cards from your actual job, make some cards or order them from sites like Vistaprint. You definitely want to hand a person a business card rather than just writing it down on a sheet of paper or on an old receipt or on a post-it note. The person is more likely to keep up with your information this way. And make sure that you get a business card from them. And if they happen to not have a card, write down their information on the back of one of your cards for easy storage in your wallet. Tip number 4, follow up. Emails, text, and social media allow you to stay connected with people without seeming like a pest. It also helps you easily get in touch with people just by pressing send. We no longer have to use Morse code or call people on the phone to connect with them. 48 hours after meeting someone, send them some sort of correspondence while the encounter is still fresh in the person's mind. And every once in a while, send a hello message. This way, if you do end up needing this person in the future, it won't be awkward or you won't have to get reacquainted with them. Networking is where the conversation begins, not where it ends. Tip number 5, ditch the sales pitch. You aren't there to sell yourself in that regard. Networking is a part of relationship building. Keep the conversation light and fun, but still appropriate. You want to be remembered on a positive note. Be engaged. Don't hog the conversation. It's a two-way conversation. Don't get so overzealous about discussing your life and your aspirations and things about you that you don't take out the time to listen. Smile. It's inviting. It's a warm invitation to people. You can put your nerves at ease and you can put their nerves at ease. So remember to smile before entering the room and before you start your conversation. Even if you're really dreading this event, smiling may help alleviate some of your negative feelings. And lastly, even though I brought up Verizon and the commercial with the large group of people standing behind a Verizon customer, you really don't need to know the most people. You just need to know the right people. Focus on people that are relevant to you. As time goes on, you can decide if the interest that you share with someone is worth pursuing further. It's better to have 5 people willing to help you out than to have 500 people that you simply know their name. Well, that's it for this episode of Brand My Life. I hope that it was helpful to someone, someplace, somewhere. Join me again next week for more tips, more discussions, more interviews. Who knows? See you soon. Some of today's tips came from PassivePanda.com. Also, 7 tips for networking on Entrepreneur.com.